On the live line with us, Carla Marinucci from Politico's California Playbook. Good morning, Carla.
Hey, good morning. Happy holidays, Chad.
Happy holidays to you also. So there is jubilation amongst Republicans today anticipating the signing of the GOP tax plan and the new tax bill, and a lot of excitement about that. We already know that in the public mindset, it is not too popular. I'm wondering if that jubilation will carry over into next year, Carla, as we all sort of come to terms with what it all really means.
You know, Pat, that is the $1.5 trillion question,
yeah.
I would say. And you got it right on the money. That, you know, you mentioned the poll, this legislation being unpopular. In California, only 20% thought it would have a positive effect on their lives, the polls showed. So that means that the Republicans who voted for this, and there were 12 out of 14 of the California House Republicans voted for this, they are going to be reminded of that vote every minute of every hour from now until November. And there's at least seven of them that are really vulnerable. You know, this was the first major tax bill, by the way, that passed with no Democratic votes. There was nothing bipartisan
yep.
about it. So Kevin McCarthy, the House GOP leader, kept those California Republicans in line, Pat, but what is interesting is the Republicans in New Jersey and New York, and those are two other blue states that were going to be really slammed by this tax bill, they bailed on it. The majority of them bailed on it. They did not vote for it, but in California, they stuck with it,
yeah.
and this is going to cost them. Most people think by those 2018 elections, we're going to see how tough it gets for them.
Yes, we are. On another front altogether, I know you were probably as touched and blown away as I was over the weekend during the memorial service for Mayor Ed Lee at the number of people who turned out, who spoke, and who spoke so incredibly kindly of a politician.
Yeah, you know what? I was at the memorial on Sunday at City Hall, and you know, I've covered a number of these. It kind of reminded me of the late Pat Brown's funeral in the sense of so many politicians came out of so many generations.
Yeah.
And then there were just average folks who waited hours to get into this service. You know, Ed Lee was not a politician by birth, I guess you would say. He was tapped for the job by Willie Brown. He was the city administrator, and then decided to run again. And I think a lot of people saw him as one of the people. He was just a humble
guy. Regular
guy. And I think a lot of people mentioned decency as being his trademark, and that is something we don't see a lot of in politics these days. So that's a legacy he leaves behind. But I have to tell you, Pat, now the memorials are over and the race for San Francisco mayor begins.
Not to be crass, but the body wasn't even cold before this all started in earnest.
Yes, and you know, the elbows are already being thrown, and look to Willie Brown, the former San Francisco mayor, to have a role in this. Remember, he's the one who tapped Ed Lee. He's the one who tapped Gavin Newsom.
Yeah.
And London Breed, who's the acting mayor, babysat his kids when he was younger. So he's got a hand in a lot of the public figures in San Francisco. And I think that now we'll see if she's able to hold on to that seat. But San Francisco is a mosh pit when it comes to politics.
That's
it's not
really
going to be an easy
description.
Thing for her to do. That's going to be the drama.
Well, I enjoyed it when Willie Brown spoke and he said that Ed Lee was really better qualified to be mayor and was a better mayor than any of the other former mayors in the room. And there were a lot of them. Yeah.
Yeah, they were all there. They were all there. You know, Dianne Feinstein was there.
Yeah.
Kamala Harris, Jerry Brown. They all showed up to pay their respects. And I don't think you get that very often these days. So I think it is a testament to Ed Lee's life and legacy and his just shocking, you know, passing at 65. And I think now we're going to see what happens with the city. And, you know, this is a very important city that affects everything in Northern California. It's a trendsetter in many ways. And there's a lot of very big issues there, from affordable housing and income inequality. And so San Francisco is greatly watched around the country in terms of where it goes on issues like immigration.
Yeah.
Whoever handles the city next is going to be a national figure. So we'll see how that plays out.
Okay. And just a tiny little question for you, Carla, as we end this today. What is California's political takeaway for 2017?
Wow, that's a great question. I think, you know, California has been the state of resistance against Donald Trump. I think that is the takeaway, that on every front, from environmental to immigration, to this tax bill, California has put up a major front of resistance. And now, as the sixth largest economy, is poised going into the future to fight him more on issues like trade and other areas. If California doesn't thrive, the national economy doesn't thrive, and we're going to see this tax bill supposedly will slam California and Californians quite a bit. We're going to see how that affects Donald Trump and his legacy. So whether he comes out here or not, he's avoided California.
Yeah.
Except for, I think a fundraiser or two. But we're going to see how much of a role he plays in California and how much of a role California plays in needling him as we go forward to the 2018 and 2020 elections.
Well, thank goodness for California's sake. Hopefully some of those marijuana dollars coming in will offset the money we're losing in the new tax bill. So we'll see.
That's another good question, Pat. We'll get into that on January 1st.
All right, sounds
all
good. Carla,
okay.
Merry Christmas to you. Happy
Merry
holidays.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Happy holidays. Good to be with you. Thanks.
That is Carla Marinucci from the California Playbook.